Je suis Yael Bergman et vous écoutez Kia Ora. Today, 11th of January, I think it is, we are in Tiano. I never know how to say it. I say Tiano, whatever. And I'm here today with Renata. Did I say it right?
You said it perfectly.
Oh, yes. Welcome to my podcast.
We practice.
So how are you tonight?
I'm very well after all these discussions and good food we have.
Yeah, so. It was an interesting evening and afternoon, actually.
Absolutely. And it's a very nice place we're at.
Perfect place. So before we start, can you maybe tell us a bit about yourself, whatever you want to say?
Well, I'm Renata. I just retired. We are on our first early retirement trip and thoroughly enjoying 4 months of vacation, which we haven't had before.
That's the best way to start a retirement, I guess.
That's exactly. I tell everybody, don't push things off for later. Just do them.
Yeah, that's great. So part of that retirement trip, you came to New Zealand. And you came to Tiano or Teano, I don't know.
Now, whatever.
So what brought you here to this place? I mean, the country and maybe this place.
The country, my husband and I, we've been traveling a lot, but we always kept New Zealand separate because we knew we needed time for New Zealand to give it, you know, to have 4, 5 or 6 weeks, which you normally don't have. So this was now the time to really focus. And Tiano is actually the last stay we have here, and we have to, we move on in our world tour tomorrow.
Yeah, great. So we are here, as you said before, in quite an amazing place, amazing backpackers place.
Yeah.
Can you maybe describe it for the people that don't see it?
Well, it's this incredible, big, spacious place for people around the world to meet, and we have a host who is 78 years old.
Yes, it's true.
and his wife, probably the same age, and they make people reconnect.
Exactly.
I think connect, and it's very lively, and you have great discussions every night. Cook together, eat together, and
enjoy the sunset right now together,
and the rain, whatever. Yeah, no, we like it here. We actually spent it's our fourth day here.
Yeah. So now if I get it right, it's the end of your trip here in New Zealand. How long have you spent here in the country?
About 7 weeks, I would say.
Oh, wow.
And normally we are we have a camper van in Europe, but here we decided to do Airbnb. And take a car because we really felt this is the best chance to stay with people who are interested in having foreigners stay at their place and share their ways of living and culture. So we're very happy with that decision.
Yeah. So did you have a chance to meet Kiwis? And
Kiwis.
What do you think about Kiwis?
Very friendly, very relaxed. I think the clock ticks slowly here, which is a great experience. Yeah. And it's just the openness of people, the friendliness, and very helpful. Mm-hmm. And the population density.
Yes. There's no one here.
No one. Yeah, exactly. So this is when you meet one, they help each other or talk to each other.
I agree.
So it has been a wonderful experience. Mm.
What was maybe your highlight of your trip in New Zealand?
The highlight of the trip, there have been so many highlights.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think since we, with New Zealand, we associate nature and endangered species. So our highlight was when we were offered, just by coincidence, a freebie trip to experience wildlife. And got to see two yellow-eyed penguins feeding their chicks. And even our guide got totally crazy because he hadn't experienced this before. So I think that was a highlight because we never expected this to happen because, as you know, with wildlife, we have to take risks and chances.
Just take your chance, And so you said it's your first trip of your retirement. I don't know how to say it, but I guess it's not going to be your last.
No.
So how do you feel right now? Do you feel how can I say it? New life is beginning for you, or new aspect of your life, or new dreams coming true?
It's more the latter, because I had a very demanding job, but I've always, which took me to lots of places around the globe. So I've always been traveling on business.
Yeah.
But also, of course, we took our kids and traveled a lot around Europe or, a lot of countries. But for me, the new thing is to actually have the time to travel, because normally it's confined to 5 weeks, 4 weeks, which was already a luxury, but now it's 4 months, and it's so nice to be able to, you know, stay, really take the time before you move on, and that to me is extremely precious.
Oh yeah, I understand.
So it will be the first of hopefully many more trips.
I hear you. So for you, taking the time is it spending more time at the place, or is it experiencing new things at the place, or meeting locals more, or just going with the flow?
I think it's probably a combination of all three things, because I mean, my lessons in life have been always be open. All our trips have never been meticulously planned, because our experience has been, if you just, you know, are open, you actually experience the most fantastic, you know, things can come across. And then, you know, rather than, I'm not the type of traveler who like knows what to do every day. We just go by what we have a rough idea, but are very flexible and like to meet people. This is not about like just nature. It's really meeting people, know their ways, get to know and a tiny insight in the ways of living, their culture, their food. So that's,
and has travel always been part of your life?
Yeah,
like,
always.
Not only like work travel, but
honestly, my work travel was not the normal work travel, because I've been working in a business which was starting, so we had like all these new places around the world opening up. You had wonderful colleagues. And if you were interested in their country, they were so happy to show you around. Yeah. So, and I've experienced this as like a great chance, you know.
Yeah.
It was way more than business life.
I think you were really lucky, actually.
I think so. And I know I've been very lucky.
So do you already have plans for your next trip?
Not yet. But maybe definitely it will be South America. To spend more time, because it's so big and we only know parts of it, and you have to do this while you're still fit and can hike. And
do you like to hike?
Yes.
So you must have loved New Zealand.
Yes.
Did you bike here in New Zealand?
Yes, we in New Zealand we biked, but we also biked in Rio.
Great.
Yeah, so
maybe you can do it. I heard in Europe there are a lot of bike trails.
Yeah.
There is like a highway of bikes. I don't know how they call it.
They even call it Autobahn.
Maybe that's a thing. I don't remember the name exactly.
The bicycle Autobahns now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No cars.
So what is your greatest wish for, let's say, the end of this travel? Because I know it's the end of your trip here in New Zealand, but you're not going home yet.
No.
So what's your biggest wish for this trip?
The biggest wish for this trip is, I'm looking forward to also, you know, the final country will be Australia, but selected parts, Tasmania, I've never been to. So I'm really looking forward to this. And then we also go to the Perth area, so I have no idea yet. And my biggie will be the Australian Open, because I'm a tennis fan. So I really look forward to spend 2 days, the first 2 days at the Australian Open.
Okay.
I'm also, you know, for me, traveling is also in contrast to being home with family. And so I like both. So I also then look forward to spend some time at home before I move.
Yeah.
We move on again.
Do you see your retirement as half of the time being home with your family and half of the time traveling, or this is maybe too far and you don't know?
Well, as I said, we're not the meticulously planning type of people, but certainly travel is, we have our camper van, so for sure I think when we come back we will spend time in Europe somewhere.
Yeah, you should. It's big.
But also seeing lots of, we have both big families, so we are in touch with them as well and can visit them. And so it will be, I think, a good good balance between both.
I'm going to ask you maybe a tricky question, because you're talking a lot about traveling in general. So it reminds me of my other podcast about big travels.
Yeah.
And I always ask people, what does traveling mean to you?
Yeah, traveling to me means, since I also did lots of travels on my own, it means getting to know other people. I'm most interested in other in people who think differently, speak a different language, might have a different perspective on life, different from my own, and that I find enriches my life, because it's that really, you know, rounds my perspective of the world, because you constantly learn new things, you reflect on your own view of the world, learn new things, and I think it I think it enriches your life, you know.
I agree so much. Of course, that's why I also travel, you know.
Yeah, that's the difference. In Germany, we say Ferien machen, Urlaub machen und reisen,
which means
Ferien or vacation is more you relax from business life, whereas traveling is more the act, at least for me, the connotation is you actively go to, like, to discover, to explore, learn new things, and then you always learn more about yourself.
Yeah, I think we have the same, like, difference in French. What I think, we have vacances, which is like vacation, and voyage, which is more like travel.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, the same.
For me, it's really different. Yeah. They have nothing to do with one each other. So.
Yeah,
totally. Exactly. Well, I wish you a lot of travels in your coming months and years.
And I'd like to hear about your travels, and hopefully you stop by.
Yeah, I can talk a lot about my travels, but you can always listen to my podcast. You will know where I am.
I just learned about this 15 minutes ago.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch, and
definitely
enjoy your travels coming.
Thank you very much.
C'était Kia Ora, le podcast du bout du monde qui vous fait découvrir la Nouvelle-Zélande. Rendez-vous très prochainement pour un nouvel épisode.